This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometre, six-lane, access-controlled greenfield Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
Aaj jo approve hua hai, wo Nashik se Solapur ka corridor approve hua hai.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore rupees will be made in it. So this is the largest value of beauty project ever taken up in our highway system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Cabinet, which has approved the widening and strengthening of NH-326 in Odisha, is an important project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it will make travel faster and improve connectivity across Gajapati, Rayagada and Koraput. The Prime Minister also said the Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor is aligned with PM Gati Shakti. He said this transformative project will strengthen west to east connectivity, boost logistics and generate large-scale employment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi. This marked a significant milestone in a decade-long journey of cooperative, outcome-driven governance under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed 5 critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. These projects span 5 states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. India today successfully conducted a salvo launch of 2 Pralay missiles off Odisha coast in quick succession. The missile was launched as part of user evaluation trials. The test was carried out by the Defence Research and Development Organisation. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people have lost their lives after consuming contaminated drinking water in the Bhagirathpura area of Indore district, while over 35 others have been hospitalized with vomiting and diarrhea. Taking cognizance of the incident, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment for those affected. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Begum Khalida Zia, was laid to rest with full state honours at Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka today. The first woman Prime Minister of the country and Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson, Begum Khalida Zia, died yesterday after a prolonged illness. The official celebrations of New Year worldwide have begun. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati has already welcomed the New Year 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands. Auckland in New Zealand also ushered in the New Year with a colourful fireworks display over the Sky Tower. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of the new year. In her message, the president said the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and West Rajasthan. Dense fog is also forecast in Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Jharkhand. And with that, we end this news bulletin.